Bringing in Ethan Secord, one of the forwards for the Steele County Blades. Yeah, you come out of Bellingham, Washington, and where is that compared maybe to some of the big towns that people might be familiar with in general?
It's about an hour and a half, 2 hours north of Seattle. Okay. So right up the border. I was actually born in White Rock, BC, and grew up in Canada, and then I moved down to Bellingham because of my parents.
Okay. So is that anywhere near the ocean then?
Yeah, it's right on the coast.
Okay.
Yeah.
And is that kind of cool? Do you have any good memories of things you did growing up, being able to be out in that kind of setting?
Yeah, I mean, we actually have a house on Lummi Island, so okay. I love the water and also like mountain biking, skiing. I'm a big mountain guy.
Then how did hockey come into play for you?
I mean, my dad played hockey growing up, and then obviously living in Canada, you kind of
start
you young.
No choice in the matter.
Yeah.
and you know what? I know there's a number of guys on the team here that played in Canada or were born in Canada. Is there anything, what can you say in the way of a difference in culture maybe, Canadian people versus people from the U.S. when it comes to hockey? Is there really a big difference that you notice?
I mean, not really. It's kind of, hockey's just a hockey community.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, it was kind of like being a small fish in a big pond in Canada, and then coming down to the States, it was like being a bigger fish in a smaller pond kind of thing. Because, I mean, it was definitely, hockey's not huge in Bellingham, but it's coming up because of the Kraken, Seattle, getting an NHL team. So the hockey community's really growing up in the Northwest, and I love it.
Okay.
And as you said, you started in Canada then, so you started pretty young playing hockey?
Yeah, I started when I was about, I mean, I started skating when I was like probably four and stuff. And then I played a little bit in Canada, but then mostly I kind of stopped playing. And then when I moved down to the States, my parents signed me up in Bellingham, and I started playing youth hockey there.
To take a path now that has you playing junior hockey with, I'm sure, yeah, all the way out here in Minnesota, I'm sure with goals of playing college hockey down the road. Most people playing junior hockey have that as a goal. How did that kind of develop in you, and where did that come from to pursue this kind of a dream?
I mean, ever since I was a little kid, my dream is to play in the NHL or play hockey, and I just taking a step every year.
Okay.
Now, to land here then in Steele County, southern Minnesota, playing with the Steele County Blades, how did this specifically land for you?
I mean, Banks obviously reached out to me and stuff, but he's got a lot of connections. He knew one of my old coaches in Bellingham. And then obviously Keaton from Bellingham. He used to play on the 18s in Everett, and I used to play on the 16s, so... I guess Banks has a little connection out on the West.
Yeah, it's kind of cool how those connections are and people you know and how folks end up being here playing for the Blades. What are you enjoying most about the season that you guys are having? What are you having fun with?
Oh, man, the guys. I love everyone on this team. Good group of guys. We're all super close. Probably the closest I've been with teammates in my entire life.
Okay.
Has it been difficult when so much time away from, not specifically away from home for you from Washington, but the idea that you guys probably had to go on the road for practice, go on the road for home games in Wisconsin with that long stretch of Minnesota kind of putting a pause on things? Were there some challenges with that, or was it kind of a cool thing to be all in this together with you and your teammates?
Yeah, it was really cool. I mean, we spent a lot of time together traveling and stuff, and you get really close when you are in hotel rooms with guys for weeks on end and stuff like that. So, we all got really close.
Okay.
And what is a couple of reasons why the team is doing so well? Well, I'm talking to you a day after you guys beat Hudson, one of the top teams, still they're contending for a top spot. What is it that the team is doing well, the Blades, when you're playing well?
I mean, we sat down after a few really close games, tough losses, and... we wrote on the board, we're playing for each other, playing for family, and we made some adjustments, and we're strong now.
Okay.
Ethan, what else do you do besides hockey when you've got some downtime, or were you involved in other sports growing up?
I mean, I used to play football, basketball, and stuff in middle school and high school and stuff like that, but I love skiing. I'm a big skier, mountain biker, yeah.
Okay.
Not too many places to ski around here to go down a hill.
Yeah, that's one thing that I do not like about Minnesota. It's a little flat, but I love the mountains.
Okay, well, you'll get up back out there, of course, at some point. And then as far as in town here, who you staying with? How was the Owatonna experience going for you?
I'm with the Grambarts.
Okay.
Great people. Best billets ever. best billets ever. I love them. And We had five guys. Now we have four.
Okay.
And they make you feel like you're at home. They make it feel like a family. And definitely moving away from home or being away from their family for the first time, the Grambarts, they bring you in and they make you feel like you're at home. So it's really nice.
Cool. All right, Ethan Secord out of Bellingham, Washington. Thanks for the time. Good luck on the balance of the season.
Thank you.